Time now on the Bedeutsa pregame show to visit with head coach Brent Bolte of the Beavers. You've been in a lot of games as a player and as a coach. Have you ever seen open tryouts prior to a game?
No, it was ridiculous, borderline embarrassing. And I think it impacted the game. Unfortunately, that goes back on us as coaches because the injury occurred, and then it's just the mindset of the kids. And I think that goes back to why we didn't play very well in the first half. The kids were, I shouldn't say rattled. It just it throws you off your normal routine when your normal guy's not out there. And then, yeah, we went on the back 40 behind the locker room and did some open tryouts. And, you know, Benham's like, hey, you know, I'll do it. I've done it. Well, he finally told me yesterday he's never punted in a game besides in college. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So it was a little distracting. But I tell you what, yesterday was nice. We got a lot of work with some backups. So I feel much more comfortable about where we're going in if I couldn't go, but I feel expecting to be out there.
All things considered, do you like how everyone finally did adjust the game plan around it?
Yeah, we certainly understood what we had to do pretty quickly. So going for two was easy. You know, go score points offense. If you get down there, you know, try to get them in, which we need to improve upon that. Our 2-point conversion rate's not been thrilling. But yeah, the kids rallied. And once they just took a deep breath, everything was okay. And thankfully, we were playing a Mary team that young, inexperienced, and we were able to get after them and not have it be a close game where that could really bit us in the rear.
You set a school record with 480 yards rushing. Can't do that without an offensive line. Talk about each of these guys right now. I'll start with Matt Valentine. What's he do best?
He is probably our best all-around player. He's good, be able to protect. He's just a big, physical, strong kid. When he has the right mentality, he's as good as anybody in the conference, which he's done consistently all year. So he's a good run blocker. He's great in the pass game and a pretty good leader for us up front.
How about Jake Krause?
Jake's just mean. He just likes to get after it, and you can't have too many of those guys. He's an unbelievably good athlete. He might be the best athlete in the big guy group if you want to look at it, the interior O-line and D-line guys all put together. But he just plays with a nasty streak that is infrequent with a lot of those big guys.
How about Jesse Hine?
Oh, Steady Eddie, you know, grandpa on the O-line out there, and he's a rock-solid player. I'd take, again, it's almost a broken record with the O-line. I'd take all those guys year after year, but experienced, good leader, and very physical player. He's been great.
Ben Johnson?
Old Benji, he's improved probably more than anybody this past year. Just, again, he's great in the run blocking. His pass protection has gotten a lot better, too. So just another good experience, old lineman.
And finally, Brandon Schindler.
Old Schindler, you know, he's a big-bodied kid. He's just, again, just good at everything. Able to hold the edge out wide and create some wider angles for D-tackle since he's so big. And he's really improved on his run game where he's getting a lot of movement. So he's been a real key for us up front, too.
More with Coach Bolte when we return. The Bedeutsa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bedeutsa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Brent Bolte. Had a bunch of injuries against Sioux Falls, a couple more last weekend. How many guys are going to be back today?
It's a great question. Just went with the mantra, man down, man up. So we'll see. I expect the guys that got hurt on the road during the game, I think all those guys should be able to play. Tristan Ross at linebacker, he just has a back spasm. So that's kind of been working out. Trying to think who else. You know, some of the D linemen were just nicked up, banged up. We're just waiting to see. I sure hope the Olszewski brothers should be able to get back in the rotation this week at least a certain point. EJ for sure. We're trying to figure out Gunner's situation. But my opinion is this. Football's football, and guys are going to go down. So just next guy in line, let's roll.
Tom Dosh has done a really nice job improving Northern every year that he's been there. You seen anything new out of him this year?
Not really. You kind of know what you're going to get. They're going to be good on defense and aggressive. They're really just fundamentally sound. I think Coach Martin, their offensive coordinator, those two guys have been around forever at Jamestown and everything else, and they just know how to win games as a team. They remind me of our teams in the past where we've been able to beat teams that maybe had more talent and just out-physical them and play hard, create turnovers and everything like that. But I'd say that, you know, in the past, the last 3 or 4 years, that was kind of their mentality. Now, unfortunately, they got good talent to go along with it. So they're just a good football team. They have a chance, and there's a reason why they're co-champs of the North from last year and returning a lot of guys are playing well.
When you played them last year, the conference title was on the line. You scored on almost every possession you guys had. Was that maybe the best all-around game considering what was on the line that you guys have played in a while?
I'd say it's right up there, that and the Concordia-St. Paul game when we finally got things rocking. And the only thing that was discouraging from that game last year was our special teams. We gave up 2 block punts for touchdowns and allowed them to stay in the game. But offensively, yeah, we were on fire at the end of the year. And I think the tempo, we really went fast against them last year. And that's really carried over to this year. We kind of just kept that same offense philosophy. So be interesting to see how they play us defensively. And obviously, our guys are excited about playing them.
Played a lot of guys last week. Obviously, you need depth in football. How have you guys developed that depth rather quickly? It wasn't that long ago you guys were pretty thin on numbers.
I think it's forced. Playing the offensive style that we play, going fast, we take a lot more reps on defense. So our side of the ball, just in practice, instead of taking, let's say, for example, taking 20 reps in a given period or a team session or whatever we're doing, well, now we're taking 40 or 50. Well, now your twos and threes are taking a lot more reps. So I've enjoyed that. We do a lot more repetitions in practice. It's something that we took from North Dakota State back when Gordie Haug was over there. And it's allowed us to develop the depth that we need on both sides.
You've had great crowds in your two home games so far. What does that crowd mean to your guys?
Oh, they love it. It's just when you go to college to play football, it's special. And it's hard to – you only get 11 of them. Hockey's got a bunch more. Basketball, you got a bunch more. Every game that you play in football is such a big game because one game could cost you the difference of going to the playoffs or not. So the environments, the pageantry, it's just it's a special thing for the players, and that's much appreciated when the fans can come out and support it because it means a lot to the players, and they feed off the crowd and vice versa. So it's awesome when everybody can show up.
Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.